ears, 1.2, legs, 1.3, senses. An image captioned "Diagram of the General Anatomy of a Cat" is provided here. Since an adult cat is quite a bit heavier than a kitten, a pet cat should never be carried by the scruff, but should instead have their weight supported at the rump and hind legs, and also at the chest and front paws. Often, much like a small child, a cat will lie with its head and front paws over a person's shoulder and its back legs and rump supported under the person's arm. Like almost all mammals, cats possess 7 cervical vertebrae. They have 13 thoracic vertebrae, compared to 12 in humans, 7 lumbar vertebrae, compared to 5 in humans, 3 sacral vertebrae, like most mammals. Humans have 5 because of their bipedal posture, and 22 or 23 caudal vertebrae. Humans have 3 to 5, fused into an internal coccyx. The extra lumbar and thoracic vertebrae account for the cat's enhanced spinal mobility and flexibility compared to humans. The caudal vertebrae form the tail, used by the cat for counterbalance to the body during quick movements. 1.1. Ears. 62 individual muscles in the ear allow for a manner of directional hearing. The cat can move each ear independently of the other. Because of this mobility, a cat can move its body in one direction and point its ears in another direction. Because of an ancient mutation, however, domestic cats are prone to polydactyly and may have 6 or 7 toes. The 5th front claw, the dew claw, is in a more proximal position than those of the other claws. More proximally, there is a protrusion which appears to be a 6th finger. This special feature of the front paws, on the inside of the wrist, is the carpal pad, also found in the paws of big cats and dogs. It has no function in normal walking, but is thought to be an anti-skidding device used while jumping. 1.3. Senses. An image captioned "A Side Face Shot of a Cat" is provided here. A link to the main article, "Cat Senses," is provided here. Cat senses are attuned for hunting. Cats have highly advanced hearing, eyesight, taste, and touch receptors, making the cat extremely sensitive among mammals. Cats' night vision is superior to humans, although their vision in daylight is inferior. Humans and cats have a similar range of hearing on the low end of the scale, but cats can hear much higher pitched sounds, up to 64 kHz, which is 1.6 octaves above the range of a human, and even 1 octave above the range of a dog. A domestic cat's sense of smell is about 14 times as strong as a human's. To aid with navigation and sensation, cats have dozens of movable vapory whiskers over their body, especially their face. Due to a mutation in an early cat ancestor, one of 2 genes necessary to taste sweetness has been lost by the cat family. Metabolism. An image captioned "A cat sleeping curled into a tight ball to conserve body heat" is provided here. Cats conserve energy by sleeping more than most animals, especially as they grow older. Daily durations of sleep vary, usually 12 to 16 hours, with 13 to 14 being the average. Some cats can sleep as much as 20 hours in a 24-hour period. The term catnap refers to the cat's ability to fall asleep lightly for a brief period and has entered the English lexicon. Someone who nods off for a few minutes is said to be taking a catnap. Due to their crepuscular nature, cats are often known to enter a period of increased hyperactivity and playfulness during the evening and early morning, dubbed the evening crazies, night crazies, elevenses, or mad half hour by some. The temperament of a cat can vary depending on the breed and socialization. Cats with oriental body types tend to be thinner and more active, while cats that have a cobby body type tend to be heavier and less active. The normal body temperature of a cat is between 38 and 39 degrees Celsius, 100 and 102.2 Fahrenheit. For a cat at rest, the average heart rate should be between 150 and 180 beats per minute, about twice that of a human. behavior. A link to main article, cat behavior, is provided here. Social behavior. Many people characterize cats as solitary animals. However, cats are actually highly social. A primary difference in social behavior between cats and dogs, to which they are often compared, is that cats do not have a social survival strategy or a pack mentality. However, this only means that cats take care of their basic needs on their own, e.g., finding food, defending themselves, etc. It is not the same thing as being asocial. Perhaps the best example of how domestic cats are naturally meant to behave is to observe feral domestic cats, which often live in colonies, but in which each individual basically looks after itself. Living with humans is a symbiotic social adaptation which has developed over thousands of years. The sort of social relationship cats have with their human keepers is hard to map onto more generalized wild cat behavior, but it is certain that the cat thinks of the human differently than it does other cats, i.e., it does not think of itself as human, nor that the human is a cat. This can be seen in the difference in body and vocal language it uses with the human, when compared to how it communicates with other cats in the household, for example. Some have suggested that, psychologically, the human keeper of a cat is a sort of surrogate for the cat's mother, and that adult domestic cats live forever in a kind of suspended kittenhood. Fondness for heights. An image captioned "A domestic cat standing on the branch of a tree" is provided here. Most breeds of cat have a noted fondness for settling in high places or perching. Animal behaviorists have posited a number of explanations, the most common being that height gives the cat a better observation point, allowing it to survey its territory and become aware of activities of people and other pets in the area. In the wild, a higher place may serve as a concealed site from which to hunt. Domestic cats are known to strike prey by pouncing from such a perch as a tree branch, as does a leopard. Height, therefore, can also give cats a sense of security and prestige.